From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Columbia County may assign full-time school resource officers to the New Lebanon, Chatham, and Germantown school districts for the current school year. A request from Sheriff David Bartlett to place deputies in each of the districts full-time was approved on June the 20th by the County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee. Each of the districts will pay $40,000 a year to transition the part-time resource officers to full-time. Each full-time officer would cost the county up to $48,000 per year. Bartlett said, and I quote, "When I became sheriff 4 years ago, none of the districts had school resource officers. The governor had pulled state troopers from schools earlier, so I offered all the districts a chance to have resource officers," end quote. Bartlett said the deputies, and I quote, "are more than officers at the school," end quote. "Once they are assigned, they become familiar with the staff and the students alike. And I quote, they become part of the district," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles and the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee will host free child car seat inspections during the month of July in Albany and Rensselaer counties. The checks are part of a statewide initiative. The campaign is intended to ensure parents and caregivers are properly trained to secure their children in a car safety restraint appropriate for the child's age and size, and to ensure the safety restraints are properly installed. Technicians will use the model of learn, practice, and explain to educate each caregiver on how to select a child restraint that will fit their child, fit their vehicle, and be used correctly every time. Safety seat checks will be held July 14th at the Center Brunswick Fire Department in Troy and on July 25th at the State Police Barracks in Latham. Read the full story in the Times Union. There are a variety of 4th of July celebrations planned in the region for Wednesday, including Albany 3 p.m. Empire State Plaza, New York State's 4th of July celebration presented by Price Chopper and Market 32, live music from Smash Mouth and Mariah Formica, food and craft vendors, fireworks after dark. www.albany.org. In Cairo at 5 p.m. townwide, celebration kicks off at Angelo Canna Town Park with live music, fireworks, and more. In Claremont, 2 p.m., Claremont State Historic Site, a day of activities taken from daily life of the 18th century, attend polite tea parties, hear a speech by George Washington, learn Palatine cooking, and watch a musket firing demonstration. Performance by Sideshow Willie from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., followed by the Socrates fireworks across the Hudson River after dark. Read more details in the Daily Freeman. In Coxsackie at 4:30 p.m., the Coxsackie Riverfront Park, music by Good Times Band and Lex Gray, starts at 4:30 p.m., fireworks display at 9:15 p.m. In Kinderhook, 11 a.m. townwide, parade begins at Rothamel Lane and ends at the Village Square with guest speakers and the national anthem. Visitors are encouraged to decorate their vehicles and dress in red, white, and blue. Read more at HudsonValley360.com. Kingston, 4 p.m. TR Gallo Park, live music until 9 p.m. by Sass and Brass, the Jesus Brothers, Little Creek, and Hot Rod. Fireworks will be launched from the Wirt Street Bridge at 9:30 p.m. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Socrates, 11 a.m. townwide. The parade steps off at 11 a.m. on Washington Avenue Extension. An award ceremony follows the parade at Cantine Field. Fireworks at Cantine Field after dark. In Wyndham, 7 p.m. townwide. Parade begins at 7 p.m., followed by fireworks at Wyndham Mountain at 9 p.m. And Catskill will celebrate Independence Day, 6 p.m. July the 5th at Dutchman's Landing Park. Celebrations in East Durham and Tannersville will take place July the 7th. Read more details at HudsonValley360.com. And the Daily Freeman has a rundown of how various offices and services are affected by the Independence Day holiday. Amtrak will be on Sunday schedule. Banks will be closed. County offices closed. Federal offices closed. Financial markets closed. Greene County Transit, no service, no mail delivery. Metro North, extra outbound trains Tuesday afternoon, Sunday schedule on Wednesday. State offices are closed and Trailways will be on a holiday schedule. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports, public meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Happy 4th of July. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.